This is Querilicious with Romal on Q Radio.
And welcome to a brand new episode of Querilicious with me, Romal. It's a lovely, lovely. And I've got someone special with me in the studio. But before that, agar aap Hindi mein baat karna chahte hain, to aap kar sakte ho. Let me get to introducing my guest for the evening. I've got Kumaran Prabhakar with me. Woohoo!
Hey! Hi, Romal.
Hi, Kumaran. Kumaran, you'll have to wear those. Otherwise, you know, when someone calls in, you won't be able to hear them.
Okay.
Kumaran.
Before that, thank you so much for telling me.
And we've
that,
got a caller.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to the show. You're in conversation with Romal and Kumaran. Who am I speaking to?
This is Alex here.
Oh my God. Alex, hi Alex. How are you?
Kumaran!
Yes, no, I'm your Demi.
Okay, how is the show?
I just said hi.
Yeah, Alex, you know, he just started, so...
Oh my God, you're too excited.
I'm going to cut straight to what I have to say.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Raghav Narasimhan has told me to say a message to you.
That's so okay.
Roman, this is your job for today. You have to take him out. Let me get a lot of love stories out of him. He's got like tons of love stories to tell you.
No, this is not true. This is not true, Alex. Okay,
Raghav actually called us a little earlier just as the show hadn't started. So I would like to ask Raghav to please call in now. The show is officially
on. The thing is, he's got a call right now, so I don't know if he'll be able to call in.
So he
told me to like pass the message.
Okay. Definitely.
Kumaran is a sweet guy, and he's a really good friend.
Okay.
I like hanging out with him.
Awesome.
at the working hours, please mention that.
Yeah. You all work at the same place?
I work at the same place and he lives there. So every morning we go for a chai.
The chai and the smoke. I don't smoke, I give him company when he smokes.
So nice. Okay.
And we went for lunch and it was a good, we could stop talking. We just kept on talking.
Yo, Alex, yeah, go on.
Okay, Alex, by the way, I have to, for the sake of our listeners, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Old Madras Road and walking to Metro.
Okay, now this is in Bangalore, guys, so you're calling in from Bangalore. And how long do you know Kumaran for?
I think it's been more than like 4 or 5 months, right, Kumaran?
Yeah.
I like how Kumaran went 1 month and you went 4 or 5 months.
No, I didn't even met.
I count the Facebook friends and the PR and all the other social networking sites into it.
Okay.
And another thing, Raghu told me to tell you that to dedicate any A.R. Rahman song to Kumaran.
But
any
A.R. Rahman
song.
We don't play that kind of music anymore, but for your sake,
no.
I will sing a song for him.
Okay, Romil will sing a song for us. So.
Yeah, I'll sing a song to Kumaran. Is that good enough?
Yeah, you sing a song. It'll be far better.
Fine, I will sing a song for Kumaran. That's done. But Alex, before I let you go, I'd like to ask you, tell us something about Kumaran that you think we don't know at all.
Alex.
Go ahead, Alex.
You know,
this is your moment of fame.
That you don't know.
Generally listeners will not get to know over the duration of the show.
When you see him, I'm not being judgmental here.
Okay.
When you see him through all these Facebook and all that, you think, he's an average kind of person. But when you see him front of face, it's like,
this is an exaggeration, Alex. Come on.
Alex, control those emotions.
I'm marketing you here.
Marketing.
Okay, since you're saying that, Alex, kind of summarize and tell us how your experience was the first time you met Kumaran.
I was like, I'm bored at home, I have to leave. Mm-hmm. He's like, come, let's go for lunch. Like on the spot, spontaneously, he told me. And then he's like, I'm ready. Okay. And then he's like, no, wait a few minutes. No, 5 more minutes. No, 10 more. Then 1 hour went, just like that.
Okay.
And I'm like,
okay.
And, you know, then after like, he came in his bike, we actually stays really, I mean, he works really close by to my place.
Okay.
And, you know, the way he came in his bike and, you know, like full, you know, but such a sweet chap, you know, like I love hanging out with him.
What do you think of his yellow bike? Because I think his yellow bike is really awesome.
And Romal liked it.
Yeah.
Yes, I love yellow. I love yellow in anything, so.
Oh, something which you don't know is that he hates wearing formals, but he's forced to wear formals.
Oh,
yes, you got this. You got this correct, yeah.
See, which is why you need to do jobs like me, where nobody's ever forcing you to do anything.
He's forced to wear formals. He's like, no, I don't want to meet you with formals. I'm like, dude, you want me to wear formals? Then come and meet you.
Oh.
And that was very sweet, and he said, I'll wear a formals and come
that
on.
That is so
Alex,
cute.
No, no, it's okay.
Alex, stop making us all fall for you. This is not a good idea. We already know you're like you're busy getting cozy with someone I know very personally.
Oh no, no, not on radio, Roman.
I'm not saying anything. I didn't say a word. I'm just like I'm just referring to things. Awesome.
You know what? I'll come to your place and we will have like a
yes. We need to have a one-on-one conversation. Yes, we do. Okay, Alex. Thank you so much for calling in. Now let me get back into conversation.
Bye. Have a good time. Bye. Bye.
Bye, Alex. Thank you so much.
Bye.
That was so cute. I love it when you start the show with such energy. Thank you so much for calling in, Alex. And Alex was on my show around a week ago, I think. A week or so ago.
Yes, yes.
And he was so much fun. He sang on, and you're going to sing on air too, because you have a great voice.
Sing. No, I can talk. I've never sang.
Anyone can talk.
Okay, fine. I'll try.
You'll have to talk closer to the mic, though. Okay? See, that's where you peak. So
okay. You
know how you're talking. Okay, so now let's get back into that conversation.
Okay, I was just continuing, but
yes,
I think we
need to go back because, you know, everyone's lost track of what we were saying.
Okay.
So my question to you was, when did you realize that there was something different about it?
When did I realize? I realized when I was in 9th or 10th standard.
Okay. How old were you at this point of time?
9th and 10th standard would be 15.
Okay.
Yeah, 15 years.
Not bad.
15-year-old. And then what happened was we went for a trip with my... Okay, this incident, I don't know why I should tell. Okay.
Go ahead and see.
Yeah, okay. This incident, we all went for a trip.
Okay.
So, and there was this girl, and she liked me and kind of stuff, and entire school tagged us as a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Oh, and this was in Bangalore?
It was in Bangalore, yes.
Awesome.
It was in
Bangalore.
So they started tagging me as a boyfriend and a girlfriend and stuff like that. And the best part was, now if I reflect back and see, and she was also manly. She was very, very
that's
manly.
That's really mean, okay?
No. That's not, okay, fine. So, what happened?
So,
was,
are you trying to tell me that you were attracted to her just because she looked like a guy?
Maybe, yes, maybe not. I don't know.
No, not happening. This is not how you don't talk about an ex like this. But anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, it was nice. It was nice. It was a nice experience. So then, we went for a trip and things like that. And I was never with her, and I was always with my friends and things like that. And when we went for a shower, and that is when my friends started pulling my small dhotis and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how it all attracted, and that is how things got interesting.
I like how you're being very vague about this whole incident. So what happened in the shower, and where, and why, and how?
Okay, let me go deep.
Yes, you should. Very deep.
Yeah.
As deep as you can go.
Good. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what happened? Yeah, in the shower. So it was like all 5 to 6 of them had to take a shower in the same place.
Communal bathing. The way you termed
communal
me.
Bathing. So everyone had to go. So everyone was stripped, and we were kids. Yeah, we didn't know that what is gross and what.
At 15,
like
you were a
and
kid.
Yeah, I consider myself a kid at 15.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
So yeah, that is when things started. That is when our friends started pulling each other's leg, and they started stripping and things like that. So that is when those little attractions started.
Nice.
And then we came to 10th standard. And one of my friend, he's also in touch with me right now. And, so that is when we got close together, like so much, and we were tagged as best friends, and
there was so much more to it.
Yeah, and that point, and at then said. Already people started calling, are you people together and stuff like that? But they didn't know what to term us as. But it was nice feeling and stuff like that. And then I broke up with that girl, and I was with this guy, and we were so-called best friends.
Did you all ever do stuff to each other?
Oh, that was in school also. Yeah, I like how
you're keeping out all these details, trying to be this papa, I'm a very good boy. I don't know what sex is. How do you spell it?
No. That's what I said in school, in 10th standard when we got closer, mm-hmm. and that is when we started doing stuff when everyone left the school and they
in
went
the school.
In the school, yes,
were
exactly, in the auditorium. Okay, so we used to take responsibilities like exam duties and things like that.
Okay,
because you can stay after school hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a fun part. And even now I remember those incidents, and whenever he meets me, even now, so he tries to hide those stuff. And
so which was the best place to go? Was it like in the classroom or was it in the bathroom?
It was called as an auditorium, but it was not exactly an auditorium,
okay.
but it was an open auditorium kind of thing.
Okay.
That was the best place.
And you all never got caught, not even once?
No, not even once. It was six times. I remember this. Six times.
I must say, very nice.
Never got
caught. Very, very nice. Okay, so that's how your first experience happened.
Yes.
So now let me ask you the most ridiculous question, which all of us already know, but I have to ask you, so I will.
Yeah.
So what do you identify yourself as?
Okay, Kumaran for me is one person who's very happy, jovial.
Okay.
And I make sure, one thing I always make sure is that I don't want people to be sad when they are with me. So I keep them.
What do you identify yourself as sexually?
Sexually, I'm gay.
That's why I said it was kind of obvious.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for quite some time. But, you know, I need to ask you the question, so I'm doing it.
Yes.
Okay, so that's really nice. We're going into a song right now.
Okay,
but
cool.
After this song, guys, we'll be back in conversation with Kumaran, and we'll be talking so much more about his life, about how he went beyond school and how his awesome gay and queer life thrived and blossomed and everything else. I was going to say throbbed, and then I realized that would not be a right word to say. Okay, this is Queerlicious, and this evening I'm in conversation with Kumaran Prabhakar.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi, and welcome back to Queerlicious. I'm in conversation with the awesome Kumaran Prabhakar, and I must say you have a really sexy radio voice. It's 25 minutes past 7. And okay, so Kumaran, we spoke about school life. We spoke about how you first experimented within school campuses, you naughty, naughty boy. Okay, so after that, by then, were you already aware of the fact that, hey, I might be gay?
No. I wasn't aware of it, but I was just thinking, what is this feeling and stuff like that. And then I finished my 10th, and then I entered into my first PUC. That's when I had all the guts to go to the cyber cafe and sit there and start chatting and stuff like that. That is when I found many social networking sites.
Okay.
And there was this weird social networking site which allowed only 3 messages per week. Only 3 messages per week. Seriously, I forgot the site. I'll tell you. And I saw this guy, and he was like very, very hot. Very, very hot.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, very hot. And then I used to use that 3 messages only for him.
How sweet.
Yeah.
Please tell me you're in touch with him.
Yes. And everyone is in touch with him. And you also know him. Okay, I'll tell you later.
Who is this person?
I'll tell you later. So
no, he's very hot. I want to know now. Tell me.
I'll tell you. I don't know whether he would like mentioning his name, but
okay, fine, off air.
So he told me, hey, listen, this is not the proper place to chat because we hardly talk.
Absolutely.
So then he introduced me to PR, the site. So that is when I came to know PR. Then I was all blank and
you had to be introduced to PR.
I didn't know what to do.
You just have to type gay dating and you'll find PR.
I found the first site. So that I logged in and did all stuff. And
which year was this, by the way?
This was 6 years back. Sorry, 6 years back.
And then at that point, I think PR didn't even exist. It was guys for men.
Yeah. So I didn't know that. So then later he told me. Then I started logging in.
We didn't miss much, sweetie. Guys for Men was quite awesome. A lot of forums. But mm-hmm. I think Planet Romeo rocks. So let's all just talk about Planet Romeo. Okay, so that's how you got onto the scene.
So that's how I got into the scene. And then started.
But were you still comfortable with who you were?
Yes, yes. No, that time. Okay. We're talking about that time, I was not comfortable with because everyone were friends with me in the school time. Okay. So we had a very close relationship with girls, boys, everyone. Mm-hmm. So I was not sure and I was telling people I'm bisexual and things like that.
Okay.
Then there was this person who was from PR who was actually close to me and they said, he's the one who actually a little bit made me realize that, listen, dude, listen, just take a few minutes of time or go home, relax and think, are you seriously into women and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it took a lot of time. It took really a lot of time and maybe 4 months, 5 months, I was still claiming that I was bisexual and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then only my friend told me, listen, and things like that. So then that is when I little bit kind of realized, no, man, this is not my stuff.
Okay.
So that then I was like, oh, all proud, and I changed my status on PR saying that I'm gay. So he's like, he messaged me and saying that, huh? I see this change. What is this? And
nice.
Like, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you for all the gyan that you gave me.
Are you still friends with this person?
Oh, yes. I'm very
so friends. Happy.
Yeah,
okay.
So I always tell, every time he calls me, even now, like, he says, you're sure, right? I'm like, man, leave it. I am.
He brought you out of the closet.
Yeah,
I must thank him for that. Thank you, whoever you are.
Thank you.
You brought out Kamran from the closet. You're awesome. Okay. So that's how you came. Okay, that's how you came out of the closet, technically. But were you at peace with yourself then? Did you know for a fact that, hey, I'm gay now and I know I... Like, you know, there's that one day when you finally wake up and you're just like, oh my God, I'm gay. So, did you have that moment?
Only 2 days was that difficult part.
Okay.
And then when I was going to college, PU college that time. So that time I was a little bit... It was disturbing. Everything was disturbing and I didn't know what to do and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then later, yeah, man, I accepted. Yeah, this is a fact. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I need to accept and it's nice. It's happy being that way.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay, so then you had realized you were gay. So when did you start dating and how did that whole thing start? How was your first date like, for example?
In PR, oh God, I used to go mad. I didn't even bother about the place that person used to be or live there.
Okay.
So I used to travel like 20-25 kilometers bunking my PU college. I used to bunk like 3-4 continuous days and then I realized my attendance was short and things like that. So yeah, I was going that crazy and it was all nice, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way how I used to get attached with my school friends, the same way I started getting attached and things like that. So then it was very difficult for me to take in. So yeah, that's how then it was nice.
It was good. Huh? So, what was your first date like? And where did you go for your first date? Where did you meet this person?
The place?
Yeah, place.
Okay. I traveled from Banagatta Road to Hebbal.
Wow. And was it at his place?
At his place. So, yeah.
So, lots of stuff happened. Okay. So, that's how your first date went. And how long ago was this?
This was, five years back.
Five years back.
Yeah.
So, when did you first fall in love?
Fall in love, to be very frank, and I don't know why Raghav said there's a lot of love stories, but...
You're just lying. I can see through you. You're lying through your teeth.
I'll come to it. I've never been in a relationship
Didn't ask you when was your first relationship.
Fell
in love.
So many times. Every time whenever I've met a new guy and on PR, a nice guy for that matter.
You fall in love.
Every time. And that was very disturbing. And it was like, what is this? Yeah, what is this? I'm not one... This fellow stopped talking to me and again you're talking to this guy and getting close to this guy.
Mm.
And it was so disturbing.
True.
So, yeah. And there were a few guys at that time. I'm not that old. maybe 3 years back.
Okay.
They were really hot guys and they're like love.
3 years back they were hot guys. Now they're no hot guys.
Oh, dead use, I must say, on PR.
I'm sure a lot of us disagree with you, but
there are people like love at first sight, man.
You know, that's never happened to me even once, Kumaran. Not once have I fallen in love.
You know, you see them and you're like, this is the guy I'm going to marry. Kind of thing, you know. And so that happened, but I, as everyone names it as infatuations or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So then it just passed by. So that time went.
Okay, but So you've never ever thought about seriously about anyone till date?
No.
Wow. Are you serious or are you just lying because you're on radio?
Very, very serious. Everyone knows this. Yeah, okay. I keep telling them, yeah, this fling, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But not with anyone till now, seriously, no.
Okay, so now let's talk about your coming out process. So you've come out to yourself.
Yes.
You've come out to almost all your friends, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Almost all.
Yeah.
Or are there...
My friends say, Kumaran, you need not come out, man. You just walk a mile, that's enough. not even walk a mile, walk 10 feet, then they...
Well, I think I've met you before I knew you were gay, and I never thought you were gay.
Exactly. I don't know. My friends tell this, yeah. I hate them. Huh.
I've seen you in college once or twice, and it never crossed my mind that you were gay. Also, maybe I'm just dumb, so... That could be a case.
Gaydar.
Yeah, that is like a genuine normal stuff. My gaydar doesn't work. Apparently, I was born with a faulty gaydar. Okay, so so you say you've never had the reason to ever come out to anyone because everyone already knew.
Yeah.
Okay, how about family? How's that been going?
Family, I don't feel it necessary to...
Absolutely, if you don't think it's necessary,
because,
it's not necessary.
Only one thing that we all fear is when they start talking about marriage, okay?
Yes. Which hasn't happened as yet?
Which will now... It'll take 10 years more. I'm still 22.
Awesome. You come from a kick-ass family. I know families that want to get their boys married off at 21, so... Nice, but you do hope to come out to your parents someday, I'm assuming?
Someday, yeah.
Whenever
that talks come, I think they'll be like, oh yeah, we knew this, kind of.
So you think they also know?
Yeah.
I just love your... Okay, so fine. So coming out is not really an issue to you.
No.
So technically, you've never really had an issue in your gay life per se. Mm. It's just been happiness.
That's it.
Touch wood. I hope that's how it stays.
Thank you. That is so awesome.
I am in conversation with Kumaran Prabhakar, and we're trying to figure out about his awesome queer life. We figured out most of what we want to know, but now I'd like to discover Kumaran for who he is, the kind of things he's interested in, the work he does, the kind of stuff he'd want to do in life, the kind of men he's interested in, you know, what turns him on, what turns him off, his opinions on the community.
Whoa.
Everything is coming up in just a bit.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi, and welcome back to Queerlicious. This is Romal Singh, and you're listening to me on Q Radio, and I'm in conversation with Kumaran Prabhakar. Have you been transphobic at any point of time in your life?
No, I've never been transphobic because of, I don't know why, from the childhood, I was very, very friendly with them.
Okay.
I remember this incident, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was just walking with my friend, and we were not in Bangalore. We were in some other place. So what happened, we were walking, and people came, and they start talking. Talking, right?
Absolutely.
So I started talking to them as though they are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my friends started teasing me. And they're like, dude, why are you going and talking to them?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, come on, man. Even they are human beings.
True.
So the way my friends reacted that time, I didn't know what to give a reply. But if I had to give a reply for them now, I would say, come on, they are just equal to you. They are also human beings, man.
I think they're actually more human than we are. Yeah,
because the way they treat, the way they care for people, yeah.
Absolutely.
None of my close friends also treat me like that, okay?
Very, very
they
true.
They are like that. And one more thing, when that feeling, the strong feeling came towards them after watching the movie, which is a movie I don't remember now. It's a Tamil movie which was filmed at BQFF last year.
Oh, okay, wait. Ardhanari or something.
It was not...
In Malayalam.
It was Tamil.
A Tamil movie. Oh, wait, the comedy movie.
Yeah.
Kanchana.
Kanchana, yes. So, Kanchana, it was... I was getting goosebumps every time. The lines that he said, you know, and the way that movie was put and all together, it really influenced my life.
Awesome.
and the perspective towards them, I should say, because I've never seen them being what embarrassed in front of my friends or things, because I can't allow them to get embarrassed. That I would promise that from my side. So
true. I think this is a time for me to also tell all our listeners, and especially a lot of the gay listeners from within the community, from within the queer community, a lot of y'all think it is awesome and okay to be transphobic. And you know, a lot of times if you just look back into your lives, you'll realize that transphobia stems from nothing. It stems from absolute ignorance. And I do agree, yes, there are times when there are transgenders on trains and at public signals and, you know, places like that where they do come and ask you for money. But so do beggars, and you're not you're not phobic of beggars. I don't know a single person who's phobic of beggars. So I don't really know what the phobia is all about. And even if there is a phobia, it's about time you realize that these people have no other means of living. And a lot of them have, by the way, come off the road and are doing brilliant jobs and are living normal lives like the rest of us. And one has to realize that even though we come from a country like India, where culturally we've given the transgenders a space all through time, they're also one of the most backward communities in this country, you know. A lot of them do not come from upper middle class or middle class families. A lot of them come from the lower strata, and they are not financially stable as, you know, a lot of us are. And so they do need all the help that we can give them. And believe me, society is not giving them the kind of help that they should be getting. For example, recently in Karnataka, the Karnataka police passed a kind of a law, a police act basically, that said that all transgenders within the city are now considered a criminal community. And that is something really sad. Basically, a criminal community entails that the community has to go and register with the police station, their closest police station. All of them must go and register and tell them that we are living in this locality, so that if anything happens there, the police can know where to go and search. Which is, I think, just really, 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 you know, this is almost like Minority Report when you think about it, you know. Like, you're trying to talk about pre-crime, and you're trying to talk about people who can, who you think are always going to be the suspects, whether they are the suspects or not. And as long as mainstream society has this attitude towards the community, I think we've not evolved in any way. So today, Transgender Day of Remembrance, I think all of you should take this, you know, just go back home, sit back and think about how we treat that community. You know, we keep saying queer rights, let's all fight for queer rights, but a huge part of the LGBT movement is the T, and that is the trans community, and we need to start taking them as seriously as we can. You know, recently, actually, since I've been a huge part of the Bangalore Pride, I've heard a lot of gay boys who have not had the guts to ask me this in person, but have sent me, you know, messages from anonymous profiles on PR saying, why does the queer pride and all, you know, everything that has to do with the pride talk so much about transgenders, and, you know, only talks about transgender rights? Well, it's really simple, because they're the ones who are being, you know, treated the worst by society. Correct. At the end of the day, you know, we gay people, we lesbian people, and we bisexual people don't have half the problems that they have. We do have our own problems.
Get away with it.
Yeah, but we at least do not have to struggle every single day to live, which is generally their case. And you know how generally nowadays people say, oh, transgender equals sex worker equals bad for society, or transgender equals beggar equals bad for society. You know, these are concepts that need to get removed as soon as possible. And that's why I think today is a very important day. We need to sit back and think of how we've treated this community and how they've given us so much back. Because I think if you interact with the trans, you know, community, you'll realize,
I tell you, you'll have the best conversations.
You will fall in love with
ever.
Them. They are the most loving people I've ever come across. You know, they just love bhed jajak, you know, I don't know how to say it, just without barriers, without obstacles. If they see affection in your eyes, they will shower you with 1,000 times more that affection.
Seriously.
And I think it's so awesome that we have a community like this to keep telling us, you know, that love still exists, care does exist, chivalry exists. You know, all kinds of things, everything that we consider to be human qualities, everything exists. And it's really sad that, you know, the straight community and the queer community, the large queer community, often, you know, kind of ostracizes them. Okay, that's all I had to say about this. Let's get back into conversation with Kumaran. I'm so sorry I had to take this digression, but I think it's important considering today is...
True.
Yeah? Okay, so Kumaran, we said we would now talk about everything else. So what do you do right now? What is your profession right now?
I'm a facilitator right now.
What is a facilitator?
Okay, facilitator basically is just kindle others' thoughts and just make others talk and interact. So now I'm working with an educational institution as a life skill trainer and a counselor.
That sounds amazing.
So I'm working with these students who are getting trained for the competitive exams.
So nice. Okay.
So for them, the stress and things that are burden for them.
Okay.
So my classes, my sessions with them are a part of their schedule. That's okay. A brilliant thing that the institute has done. So I go with a few activities, few videos, few pictures to show to them. And then I just go to the class, I show this, make them do these activities, and they start sharing these activities. It's all about a living values program. So that's
which
what
is
I'm,
really awesome.
I'm doing it. Yeah, so...
So where do you facilitate right now in Bangalore?
Facilitate in Indranagar.
Awesome. Okay. So I'd definitely like to come and, you know, check out one of these classes.
Sure,
it
sure,
sounds
sure.
Really
please
interesting.
Come, please come.
In the meantime, I should really tell you, we've got a message in from Prasenjit Chaudhary, who I think cannot call us in. And Prasenjit writes to us saying,
oh my
hi,
God.
Romal, Prasenjit here. Man, Kumaran sounds really sexy on radio. I agree, Prasenjit. He does sound really sexy. It's been more than 2 years that I know this guy. Well, I met him 2 years ago at the Pride, which was my first Pride incidentally. He's a really stupid kid, my junior most friend, I think. Well, he tries hard to sound serious and old, but I think he's trying to say that you fail. But he's a very genuine gay guy and comfortable with what he is. Well, in short, he is mad and stupid most of the time, but most genuine at being sweet and helpful to everyone around. God knows why he can't stay out at night though. No matter where we go, by 12 he has to be back home. His dad
That's like a good boy.
His dad beats him otherwise. Well, by the way, he doesn't need to come out. And yes, your gaydar is bad. Thanks, Prasenjit. I needed to be told that my gaydar is bad. My gaydar sucks. It does. You know, there's so many times there are people been around me and I have had no clue that they were gay.
Clue.
One of them was actually someone who came on my show earlier, Chandrasekhar Prabhu.
Okay, yeah.
And Chandru and me were in college together.
What?
And I had no clue he was gay. I had no clue. It was so weird. Like, we met almost at a daily level and we did French together and we were from the same friend circle and I still did not know he was gay.
Oh my.
And you won't believe how I found out he was gay. So after we finished college, Chandru somehow got some courage from somewhere and then told me, you know, message me on PR saying I know everything about you. And I freaked out. I was like, who is this? How do you know everything about me? And then eventually he told me I'm Chandru and I've been gay for so long and you did not know. You horrible person. I was just like, okay. So I'm in conversation with Kumaran Prabhakar and we'll be back in just a bit right.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi and welcome back to Queerlicious with me, Romal. And I'm in the studio with someone who is just making me laugh a lot. Kumaran, thank you for being so awesome.
Yeah.
So Kumaran and me have been in conversation now for almost 58 minutes. It's 58 minutes past 7 and we'll be getting into the second hour of our show in just a bit. So okay, getting back into conversation with Kumaran now. So... we've spoken all about your love, we've spoken about the people you've sexed, we've talked about all kinds of things, but now we're talking about what you do for a living. So you told me about what you do, which is being a facilitator, which sounds extremely kinky, I must say.
Oh my God, facilitator yes. Sounds kinky. No.
Will you facilitate me, come on. Whatever that means. Okay, so what do you, and we've got a caller. Hi, welcome to the show, who am I speaking to? Okay, we seem to have a caller online. Hi, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Romal. Hi, Kumaran. This is Srikant here.
Hi, Srikant. Where are you calling from, Srikant?
I'm calling from Bangalore itself.
Okay.
Srikant, I'm really happy.
Just one sec. Can you hold on? Someone else is calling on the other line. Just hold the line, yeah?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the show. You're in conversation with Romal and Kumaran. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Romal. This is Aaron speaking.
Hi, Aaron. You're calling from Bangalore.
Hi, Kumaran.
Hi, we have spoken on Facebook, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Aaron, I must tell you that Srikant is online on the other line, so do you want to say hi to Srikant?
Oh, hi, Srikant. I mean, I don't know who Srikant is.
Hi, Aaron. Even I don't know who is.
Okay, Srikant, meet Aaron. Aaron, meet Srikant.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Aaron. Yeah, hi.
Okay, so we're going to go at this one by one. So let me go to Aaron first, since he's calling from Mac.
Oh, Roman, I called first, and I have been holding the line for a long time
okay,
now.
Okay, fine. and Aaron, you'll have to hold. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, sure.
So Srikant, tell us, okay. What do you know about Kumaran? How long have you known him, and what do you want
to say? I have known Kumaran for almost a year and a half now.
Okay.
And I find him one of the, in his age group, I find him one of those guys who is really matured and really sorted out when it comes to his thoughts.
Okay.
And, oh my God, those are big words. Yeah.
In fact, when it comes to some sort of advice, I am like almost 8 to 10 years older than him, but still I turn up to him when I'm really like, in a fix, and sometimes I want to
talk to him. I didn't know this.
Okay, so Kumaran, I have a question for you.
Oh my, okay, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kumaran, you are a student of mass media communication.
Oh yes.
And
while doing the facilitation life, living values.
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
So as a mass comm student who has graduated in an era where the LGBT movement is, becoming very prominent in India, what do you think the students, the mass comm students who are studying right now or who are going to pass out soon, what role will they have to play? What is your opinion on it?
Well, when I worked with few newspaper agencies as an intern, so I do felt little, those discrepancies, I could say, between the...
I must say, discrepancy is one of my favorite words in the world. Sorry, I just had to say that.
Okay, so I used to face this huge thing between my editor and myself when I had to report about the Pride. Oh yeah, I have to tell you this. When I first interned...
Okay.
The Pride Month was happening, and I went to my editor and said, "Sir, Pride Month is happening, and I want to write it." He's like, "Really?"
Which editor was
this? No.
tell me, I will go ruin these people.
So then he said, "No, sir, I want to write it. So what happens is, you will face little challenges in while working with news media or stuff like that, because not all the news media would want our community to be on the... front line, because for them other things sell. This might not sell because it's a minority community, so this might not sell. That's what they stated. So what happens is you need to fight back, and I think my juniors who are studying right now in media and communications, I've seen a lot of them coming and participating in the queer programs, whatever Pride programs happening from last week. So they are participating and they are supporting, and they message and they talk, "Kumaran, wow, I'll see you there. Because when I was in college, they were never talking to me, man. But now, after I finished, I graduated, and then now they are coming to me and they're talking to me and they're participating in our events. So imagine, so they are very well aware of it. But the thing is, they need to fight back when it comes to news media.
So you mean to say the people who are studying mass comm right now, who are going to pass out soon, they should have a responsible feeling towards the LGBT movement in India?
More than responsibility, I would say they need to be sensitive, and they should be sensitive about the world around them.
Absolutely. I must also add in here, Srikant, that I also am a mass comm student.
My senior.
Yeah, and I've also done journalism for a very long time. Actually, this is the first time I'm doing anything related to radio. And I completely agree with what he's saying, that a lot of us who are part of the community are from within the journalism community. And it's about time we stood our ground and said, I don't care whether you're comfortable with this or not, but this is important, and I think it should get into the newspaper. Like, that's what I've been doing for a lot of time. I did it in DNA, I did it in Midday, I did it in the Times of India. And I'm really happy to say that those three papers are now very pro-gay. So.
Yes, I am seeing that, media plays a very important role in defining a proper public opinion. And I am seeing sometimes the local newspapers, I'm not saying about this state alone.
Okay.
Generally, in any state, the journalists in the local newspaper paint a kind of a wrong picture, which the newspapers you mentioned now, they don't do it.
Yeah.
But somehow, unfortunately, it happens. So,
even happens today, Srikant. Like, for example, Deccan Chronicle, which is a paper that is published out of Bangalore and Hyderabad and all across the South, is extremely homophobic in its content. And I'm still fighting a constant battle with the editors there, saying that you cannot afford to be like that and that it will get you into trouble one of these days. But, you know, the higher-ups in the organization think it is very moralistically right to be homophobic. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's what I mean, if it is right, I mean, right at the root itself, where the students are studying journalism.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There itself, if they are taught the things, so I think it will not happen. What do you say, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's again, to put, rephrase it again, taught them... They have to be, that's what
you
I
have
say.
To be strong, yeah.
You have to be strong.
See, because you cannot change an organization if they're absolutely adamant to not change. Like, for example, there are a lot of journalists who work within a paper like, say, Deccan Chronicle, and they are not necessarily homophobic, but they can't really do much other than, you know, walking out of the company, which often more than not is not a choice, right? So there are different ways to deal with that, and, you know, the fight is still on. Hopefully, we'll get the last convert very soon, and Deccan Chronicle will also become a pro-queer paper. Let's see.
Next question I have for Kumaran. Kumaran, right now, you are working as in education service as a facilitator and a trainer. Given a chance, if you get a really nice role in your mainstream, which is your passion, I believe, would you like to take it up? Or would you like to continue with what you are doing now?
Sorry, I didn't get that part. Nice what?
If you get a really nice role in journalism,
okay,
which is your passion, I believe, would you like to take it up, or you are happy with what you are doing right now?
Kumaran will have to take it up, I will run behind him with a broom.
The main reason why I shifted the entire line, because I thought of, let me experience the other side of the world also, and and for a year or two, I'll just chill out and enjoy this job, because I'm having plenty of time to just chill, hang around with friends and stuff like that. So yeah, I will get back. That's where I want to go. So
that's really nice of you.
I'll be there.
All right, guys, you guys have a great...
No, Srikant, just before you go, you have to tell us one thing about Kumaran that you know none of us know. Something really dirty. Come on.
Okay, one thing about Kumaran, I will tell you that he looks absolutely sexy when he fits that. He has got a very typical kind of a goatee style of beard he keeps.
Yeah, which is on right now. Okay.
Yeah, so,
he looks absolutely sexy and absolutely adorable in
with
that.
With clothes
and
or without clothes?
Well,
oh,
well, if I tell everything, then there is nothing for people to fantasize, okay? So I will not tell it.
That was a nice way of putting it down, Srikant. I agree, but you're just playing sweet. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in, Srikant.
Thank you, Kumaran.
Thank you, Romal. Bye-bye. You guys have a great time. Bye-bye.
See you.
I'm so sorry for keeping you on hold, Aaron.
That's not a problem. It was quite an interesting conversation.
Okay, Aaron, thank you so much for calling in from Mangalore. It's been forever. Where the hell have you been?
I know. I've been
I'm coming to Mangalore next month.
Oh.
Yes.
But that would be my exam month, which sucks.
Yeah, don't you dare go and disturb our Aaron Doctor Boy.
But you still remember, man. I thought you would not remember brief conversations.
I was chatting with you, and you are the one who stopped chatting. So.
Ooh, Aaron. Let's both, you know, make Aaron feel guilty. Aaron, that's the same case with me, okay?
Yeah,
I would
busy,
like show
no,
you
full
so
busy.
Much interest in always chatting and flirting with you, and you never like bother to reply any of my messages.
What?
I am so hard.
Yeah, Aaron, this is too much. This is too much. I tell you, this is too much.
No, I mean, it's been busy.
You have no work.
Fine. You're busy. You're a doctor. We are all just like, RJs, radio hosts and journalists and facilitators.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Oh.
Where do we have chances of, you know, like being with someone who's
right.
a doctor? And
royally pulling your leg,
No, I'm so happy you called. I'm so sorry that I had... It's just been so long, so... This is my way of telling you, don't you dare ever take such a long break from my show.
Aaron,
tell me about... How's your game?
I think it's very, very... backward to think gaydars function, you know, because the thing is, the whole concept of a gaydar is that you have internalized stereotypes so well that you now designate people's sexuality based on these internalized stereotypes, you know.
You've just like kind of killed the whole concept for me, yeah. But okay.
You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean, but you know what? I think often more than not, when people talk about a gaydar, they're not really talking about stereotypes. They're just talking about how...
No, but it's like this person talks this way, you know, gives me a certain vibe like this, which is why...
I agree. That's a large part of what we call a gaydar. But you know, when I'm talking about a gaydar, I mean this. Like, for example, I was talking about Chandru earlier, and then I'm talking about Kumaran. So Kumaran and Chandru do not behave stereotypically in any way. Okay, and I had no clue they were gay. And there are times when there are people who behave stereotypically also, and I still am clueless about them being gay. So I just think I'm dumb.
I'll give you an example. You're walking down the street, okay? You're on a footpath, and there's this guy going in a bike, and he stops and he just stares and just goes. So you're like, oh, someone's staring. Like, oh, maybe he's the one. He's giving me eye contact. Oh God, that is what I was just talking about. Gaydar.
Yeah, okay. There is this undeniable feeling sometimes. Yeah.
As in, what you're trying to. I guess.
See, so you had the undeniable feeling. I've never had that either.
Undeniable feeling.
It happens very rarely with me. Very rarely.
Aaron, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. I'll just answer this call. Someone else is calling in, but we'll talk to you in just a bit. Hi, welcome to the show. You're on conversation with Romal and Kumaran. And who am I speaking to?
I'm Rahul here.
Rahul. Oh, hi, Rahul.
Rahul.
Okay, Rahul, you just have to hold the line for 1 minute because I have Aaron on the other line. So let's just say bye to Aaron, or let's see what Aaron has to say to us, and then I'll get back to you, okay?
All right.
Okay, Aaron, yeah, tell us.
Yeah, that's practically it. Yeah, you should converse with Rahul, I guess. I mean,
but Aaron, I want to talk to you. No, don't go.
Mangalore boy, I want to talk to you too.
First of all, you ignore me on Facebook, and now you're ignoring me on air too.
I rarely come online.
Exactly my point. So ignore me on Facebook. I'm sure, like, if I meet you in person, you'd be like, "Who are you?"
What?
Yeah.
No, I came on your show, Romal. I have to come again.
You might, Aaron. You
yeah,
might.
Yeah, knowing you, Aaron.
Oh my God.
Royally a palm, guys.
Okay, Aaron. We both adore you to bits, which is why we're taking all these. We're taking the liberty to take your trip on air. But thank you so much for calling in, sweetie. And before you go, how well do you know Kumaran?
I know him through, like, I think 2 or 3 conversations. I thought he'd have forgotten. Like,
Kumaran never forgets.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is a tagline. Kumaran never forgets.
Really? That's what I'm surprised. You like instantly recognize me by my name, which is like so
that's
common.
That's the sad part, Aaron. You have no clue how hot you are. We all remember you all the time.
Aww.
Every time. Every night before I go to sleep, I close my eyes and I see your face.
Oh my God, look at this.
When I wake up, Robin, I wake up to your face, Aaron. To your
Aaron,
face.
Aaron.
Right.
Okay, Aaron, I'll have to say goodbye. Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
And keep calling in, sweetie.
See you, Aaron. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Back to you, Rahul. Thank you so much for waiting.
Chota Rahul.
Hey, Kumaran. What's up?
Tell me.
Cheppandi, Rahul garu. Yen chestunnaru meeru?
Emi ledandi. Mee voice into chellaga unnanida.
Okay. I think we shouldn't talk too much in Telugu. Nobody else is going to understand us. I just asked Rahul whether he was fine, and he said he was at home and he's fine. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us, what do you want to say to Kumaran and...
One condition, don't pull my leg.
Pull his leg, please.
No, he's already tall enough. I think a lot of people are pulling his leg already.
You can pull whatever else you want, it's okay.
Kumi the dummy, that's okay.
I'm not the dummy,
No, he's not dummy at all, very mean. You can't call him dummy and all on that.
Yeah, for your size,
right.
For
Roman,
your size, I'm a giant.
Yeah, right. Seriously? Okay.
Tell me, Rahul.
Okay. You tell me, what am I supposed to say?
Okay, first things first. You have to tell me something naughty about Kumaran. Something that none of us know. And I think you can pull whatever part of him you want, not just his leg.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Do you want, I don't have lozenges, but I could ask someone to get this.
Well, naughty, dirty part of Kumaran. I don't know him that... version of his,
that version. That version, he says. I don't know what that version now. Yeah.
The dirtier, naughty version of his. But one thing, I remember how he, comes and whispers, talking about some, no, so cute, no?
Oh, dude, that is so true. I've seen him do that all the time.
When have you seen me, Roman?
I have
doing
seen
that?
You do this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when you see a cute boy, you usually come up to them and be like, hey, no, I'm not. You're always like that.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. That fear of going and telling, hey, you look hot. I just go and tell them.
Yeah, right. Please, Kumarin.
Yes. Huh. Yeah.
Whole Bangalore, queer adda knows that.
Hey, shut up. No?
Okay, Aita, Nim, secret confession is over.
Oh, okay.
No, no, I'm asking you because I asked you for a secret and you're telling me something that I already know.
Sorry, I don't know. I told you, I just said I don't know that part of it. So, I don't know.
Cool then. Thank you so much for calling in and I hope you liked being on my show earlier today.
I loved it.
Yes, I was like, whoa, I was on air before.
If anyone was there, please pull his leg.
Yeah, people are ready. Yeah.
See, I'm pulling several other things. Don't worry.
And don't spare Romil also.
Where am I stopping you? Pull my leg. Pull my leg.
Look at you. Pull lama. Sorry, you people have fun. I was like really shocked. I was like, look at you people. Famous man, you people are running so busy.
I know, yeah, we're very cool and people.
I had to wait for at least 15 minutes to get on air. You're doing amazing job.
We're just like really awesome and we don't try. Blah, it blah. Just comes naturally. So thank you so much for calling in. Like.
Ada pavi, katta pandra.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye
bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, that was Rahul calling in. Rahul was earlier on my show, HQO, and it was nice figuring out his story too. But yeah, finally getting back to your story. Since we've spoken about everything else on earth, let's get back to your story. So you were telling me about, I was asking you what you wanted to become in the future. What is your final plan? I'm sure you don't want to be a facilitator all your life.
No.
What do you want to be?
So I have two things, like two options. One, I want to be a civil servant. Yes. And another one, obviously be part of media, news media. So either on
you can't
radio.
You can't do both. No.
Yeah, I know I can't do both, which is totally different field. But either I want to be on radio or on newspaper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
so do you want to be a civil servant or do you want to be a servant to someone civil?
No. Civil servant.
How disinteresting. Okay. In the meantime, let me tell you that Venkatesh wrote in and said that he would like to say hi to you.
Venkatesh.
And that he's really sorry that he has to head out for an interview and so he can't call us, but he'd like to say hello to you.
Hi, Venkatesh. Yeah. He's from the US. Wow.
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 US people.
Yeah,
and all. What I tell you.
No, he's one very, very sweet person and cousin of my teacher, so...
I'm liking all these connections you're having. Cousin of my teacher.
Yeah.
Friend of my lover.
So that's how I know him.
Very nice. Okay. So now moving on, I decided I was going to ask you about your opinions on the community. It's 18 minutes past 8 o'clock and I think it's a good time to talk about this. But guys, if you'd like to, you know, if you'd like to call in, go ahead and do so. We'd love to talk to you about anything. As you can see, we enjoy talking to our callers. Aap toh badhiya Hindi baat karte ho, like seriously, like how awesome you are. Okay, that was a great attempt. I know how terrible you are at Hindi. I'm so happy you tried that. Okay, so let's start off with what do you think about the community? What do you like about it the most?
Like the most is one, it keeps me lively.
Awesome.
It's the ambience that our community creates for people, not just our community, to also others I've seen personally. It's beautiful, it's awesome, and no words to express. So that's the best part of it because we always enjoy. I've always seen this enjoyment, happy. And there are parts, of course, yes, there are parts wherein when these relationships and stuff comes between. Yeah, there are times, yeah, sad part of it and breakup stories and things like that. But I tell you, this our community is like one of the happiest community in the world, I should say.
I think that's why we're called gay.
Yes.
Okay, so we're a really happy community. What do you dislike the most about the community?
Dislike, not particularly I dislike something, but one thing I want to specify is about how people talk about the others.
Everyone's been saying this, you know, that bitching is one of the biggest problems in the community.
Biggest problem, because see, okay, you talk, okay? You gossip, yeah, everyone gossips, yeah? Even a straight community also gossips about
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely.
But being what do you say, each and everything you pinpoint of that person, and even if they're going on a date, if they're going on with someone, you talk about each and everything. Yeah, come on, they too have a personal life, and you don't Absolutely. You don't give the respect, I would term it as respect for the absence, is not at all there. So that is one thing which is really bad.
That is true. I must say that, you know, I would like to see the community evolve into such a community one day where, you know, anyone can be whoever they want to be and not judge. Because right now I think that's the hugest problem we have. You know, everyone judges everyone some point of time or the other. And it's quite annoying, I must say.
And the back of the mind they have that, oh, you're gay, you're queer, so you're very, what to say, you're supposed to be cynical. And stuff like that. I've heard people saying that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've heard people saying that. Yeah, man, you're a critic. You're a gay, and you'll be a very good critic. You'll be a very good cynicist or something like that.
I don't get that. You know, like, I don't know why people have assumed. And this is something I think that the generation that has passed us before kind of screwed up for us. You know, saying that if you're gay, then you will have to be a nihilist. You will have to be someone who's lost hope in life. And I think that's not true, because we are who we make ourselves to be. So I think all of us who are young at heart, you know, you don't have to be young in terms of age, but if you're young at heart, I keep telling people, do not give up so easily. It is harder. Of course, it's much harder for you to find a partner. Personally. It's much harder for you to find love than it is with the straight community. Because come on, look at the kind of numbers they have and look at the kind of numbers we have. Where we're trying to find the same happiness from a much smaller group of people. So it is going to take time, but keep the faith and, you know, good things will come your way. So, you know, don't lose faith. And otherwise, just build a bunch of great friends.
Exactly.
Because even if you don't have love in your life, you have a bunch of great friends who can make up for it.
That's more than enough. And Absolutely. Whenever you're sad, whenever you're low, you just go to your house and party.
I know.
Over, yeah. All friends are there, and they are there to cheer you up.
Absolutely.
They are there to motivate you, they inspire you, whatever it is. But it's so nice to be with around a bunch
Absolutely.
Of friends.
Okay, now my last question in this particular set is, what do you want to see changed in the community?
One thing would be this.
Yeah.
As young crowd comes in and things like that, let there be a connect between the
Absolutely.
Older crowd to younger crowd, because that's very, very important. So what happens to few of my older older friends, and they say, hey, you kids, and I'm like, yeah, we are kids, of course, yes, and it's okay. Accept us that we are kids, and tell us whatever you have to tell, and we have few things to tell, so share that also.
Aaron reminds us that we're just 10% of the general population. Are we, Aaron? I think we're even smaller.
I thought we were
2%
or something. 2% or something, maybe.
If we're 10%, wow, that's quite kick-ass, I must say. But
really?
Even 10%, guys, 10% is not a huge number, so it will take time.
It will take
some time for you to find the person you love.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi, and welcome back to Queerlicious with me, Romal. I'm in conversation with Kumar and Prabhakar. If you're really out and proud, then what do you need to do?
Okay.
If you're not too out and proud, how do you avoid attention?
Okay, if you are really out and proud, I'll start with it. So what I did, I would go with my experience. So for the first time when I heard that there's a Pride March and Pride Walk, we're going to walk from Tulsi Park to Town Hall. Yes, of course, it's a very, very busy area for that matter. And you just have to do this thing. You just have to chill, calm, and say that you are out and proud and come to the streets, man. That's it. You find your own community there. You find everyone around you, your friends and everyone, so that you can enjoy the walk. You need not worry about anything, anyone, because we are all there together for a cause, and we are all there together for our rights, fighting for our rights. So it's okay. You don't have to worry about it. So if you're not comfortable with walking in the streets because you think that the media is there, the camera is there, oh my God, my picture will be clicked and put on the newspaper or Facebook, don't worry about that. You always have the option of wearing a mask. You always, you can design your own mask, or you can come there. We also have, I guess.
We'll be bringing a lot of masks, by the way. So come a little early so that you can pick a mask that you like. Otherwise, you'll be left with the leftovers. So come a little early.
So you can wear masks and then walk with us. So yeah, that way you can make your presence felt.
Now, I also would like to tell our listeners that I know for a fact that, you know, the Pride is one of those occasions where you want to dress you know, as outrageously as you want to. But do realize you're walking within residential areas, you're walking out in the middle of roads. So wear something that would keep you protected and would also not kind of garner unnecessary attention. Like, for example, last year I had someone very important to me who was practically naked on the road,
yes,
wearing really tiny shorts and was shirtless and, you know, a feather boa or something like that. Absolutely fine. If you're comfortable almost naked, that's good for you. But then later you shouldn't crib when half the papers that come that take a picture of you. Because obviously you stand out, and that's exactly why they would like to focus on you. And so you end up in all the pages, all the pictures, and all the papers. So there's something that you need to be really careful about. You know, do represent yourself, but at the same time, do it sensibly. Don't do anything stupid.
Exactly.
Yesterday, for example, we had Mayank Chauhan here, who is a fashion student and a photographer, and he was telling us about the kind of things we should do at the Pride. And so I'm going to quickly share that with you. We're back in just a bit, so don't go anywhere.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi, and welcome back to Queerlicious. This is Romal Singh, and you're tuned into Q Radio. I'm in conversation with Kumaran Prabhakar, and we've been talking about so many things. Kumaran, as usual, just loved you. Gigglings, moi to you. Thank you so much for that sweet message.
It means a lot.
Yep, it means a lot to both of us. Thank you so much for sending that cute little message in. Now we've come to that amazing part that I love talking to people about. So you're single right now, aren't you?
Yes, very much.
So all you people who think Kumaran is fun and Kumaran sounds hot, you need to find him on Facebook. His Facebook ID is Kumaran Prabhakar. That's KumaranPrabhakar. Find him there, add him there, and check him out. I think he's really hot. I do have a thing for, you know, duskier men, and I think you're really hot. Plus, you have a hot voice, so what could you ask for more? So, people, he's single. This is time for you to attack. Attack all the good gay boys when they're available. So, that's one thing. Okay, now, the next question that I wanted to ask you about is, what is the kind of man you're looking for? And I want you to be all frank, and you don't have to be all like, no, I just want a good person.
So
go ahead, tell me all the details.
Before that, when you asked me, are you single? I used to flaunt saying that I'm happy to be single and all. Not anymore happy to
See,
be single.
I don't
single.
Think any of us are happy to
happy
be single.
Happy to be single,
yeah,
and so. Then it proved everything wrong, and then you're like, come on, yeah, it's time. The man that I want to, as I was actually talking to Srikant, I made the statement saying that he should be sensible.
Okay.
And he should be sensitive to the world around him. Okay.
That's a beautiful usage of both the words.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he should be sensible, and he should also be sensitive to the world, to his people and things like that. So that is what is going to matter.
Okay.
That is going to matter to me. And of course, hot.
Okay.
Sexy.
So what defines hot and sexy for you?
Hot and sexy? I don't know. It's all about again personality. It's not about
is personality? I'm asking.
He should be comfortable with me, comfortable with everyone for that matter.
Personality, I'm asking, means they're giving characteristics.
Okay.
You tell me, this
be tall.
Tall or this color of skin.
The color of skin doesn't matter.
Yay!
Color of skin doesn't matter to me.
Awesome.
I have a thing for tall men. So
who doesn't?
Yeah, there are a lot of people, they don't. They
really?
Don't. They don't like, oh God, he's so tall, I can't kiss him.
Oh my God, but that is just like the most romantic thing ever, to look up into someone else
and kiss him, yeah. So yeah.
Where all the Milton Boone boys gone? Okay, so tall guy.
But what has happened is, a lot of my close friends are short. I love them. I love them. So yeah, whoever is listening to this, I am making a point to you that you're short.
Yeah, you're short, but he still loves you because he's got such a big heart.
Oh my God! Yes.
Okay. So you don't like? I mean, you're not attracted to short people. You're attracted to tall people. Fine. But then what else? Tell me about the other physicalities. Like, are you attracted to people who are, you know, regularly built, well built?
No. That doesn't matter, because
are you looking
I
at
am not
like a model. What?
No. First of all, I'm not a model and regularly built and stuff like that. So I don't expect a model guy or a gym going guy, for that matter, to be.
Prasenjit just added in saying, "You are faking it so much now." Kumi, which is your pet name, by the way. Kumi has a wide range from short to tall, fat to dark, big to small.
Yeah, he says that 365 days, 365 people you meet and you have sex with. Come on, yeah, Prasenjit, no.
Yeah, I think we're being a little bit too mean, Prasenjit, but I think you do have a varying taste because...
Yeah, a variety. That's what I mentioned, saying that I was mentioning to Prasenjit only because he's one of my close friends and he's short. Yeah, we do like each other and we are best friends.
Prasenjit and Kumara sitting on a tree.
We have planned something. You know what? Publicly announcing, but he said that let us keep this secret and all. But yeah, Prasen, I'm publicly announcing we have planned something really, really a surprise for the Pride March.
I'm just waiting to figure that out.
So yeah, I don't know whether we're going to put a wrong impression, but yeah, we like it, so we are going to do it together.
Go ahead and do what you feel like. All I said is remember, you're going to be walking in front of a lot of people. so don't do something stupid. That's all. Like a friend of mine recently was saying, I want to dress up as the Mother Mary and come. And I was just like, that's just unnecessary. Absolutely unnecessary. You want to dress as a woman, go ahead and do it. But what is the need for bringing in... Okay, Prasenjit asks you to stop. He has stopped, Prasenjit. Okay. It's not that big surprise. Okay.
Yeah, it's not that big surprise, but yeah.
I will still act surprised, so whenever I do see this, I'll be like, Oh my God! Oh my God, this is so awesome!
Prasan.
I'm good at faking everything. Okay, I gave out too much information, but okay. Okay, I'm in conversation with Sriram Kumaran. We're going to a song right now, but we'd be right... I called you Sriram Kumaran. Oh my God.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
Last time when I called you also, you addressed me as Sriram Kumaran.
Sriram Kumaran is my roommate. I'm sorry. Sriram, I love you. Okay. I'm in conversation with Kumaran Prabhakar, and I've been calling people all kinds of things today. Okay, that's I'm in conversation with Kumaran Prabhakar, and we'll be back in just a bit.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi and welcome back to Queerlicious. We have someone special on the line right now.
Very, very special indeed.
So let's talk to that someone special. Hi, who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hi, this is Abhinav.
Hi, Abhinav. Where are you calling from?
Canada.
I'm calling from Ottawa, Canada. Kumaran.
Yes, Abhinav, I love you so much, man.
Thank you so much for calling in, man.
You like tall men, Kumaran. You like tall men, and all of your friends are short.
Yes, of course, you're short. I was specifically talking about you and you know who.
You are terrible. You are just terrible, Kumaran. Let me just return back to India. Okay, definitely I'll kick in your ass. Sure. You asshole.
You can't use such words on air, so I must tell you, please do not use such words, and I'll have to drop your call. Thank you so much for calling in. But tell us something about Kumaran, something that you know that we all don't know.
Kumaran is auntie. If you guys don't know, then he's a sweet auntie, and that's it. He's one of our good friends.
Come on.
I'm so happy you called in all the way from Canada. Have you listened to Q Radio before this?
Oh yeah, I do. I do it all the time.
So what do you think about our channel?
I'm a big fan of.
Awesome. Sorry? What do you think about Q Radio? What do you think about my show? Please tell me.
Oh, it's a great initiative, man. I just salute you guys. It's a very good initiative. That's what I would say. I was talking to Vaishali a couple of days ago, and I was talking to her, and it's one of those greatest initiatives our LGBT community could ever take over.
Thank you so much, Abhinav. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
seriously.
Salute you guys, man.
Salute to you, man, for actually listening to us in Canada, which is amazing. So.
I can do it, yeah.
Abhinav, your accent, what is this? Accent, man.
Sorry?
What about this accent?
I had to change my accent because no one could understand me here. When I was talking to
whether it's
in my Indian accent,
But you know what? Chill, Abhinav. You sound totally understandable to us, so don't worry. As long as the people in Canada understand you, I think it's fine.
Exactly. And the song which he was playing, it was like awesome, man. Like,
really? Okay. Like, well, I'll tell my music manager that you like the song. Thank you so much. Cool, Abhinav. I won't keep you long.
Thank you so much, Abhinav. It means a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you, Kumar.
Love you too. Bye.
That was so awesome. Our last call for the show, and it's from Canada. You know, I feel really important right now and really awesome.
Yeah.
We're coming to the end of our show, Kumar.
I don't want to go.
Neither do I want to let you go, but we have to. And we've got a caller. Hi, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Okay. Whoever that was, do try and call us back, but we're coming towards the end of the show, so please call us back soon. Thank you all for listening to the show. Thank you, Shri Kumaran. Thank you, Kumaran, for
being on my
show.
Thank you so much, Romal. It was very, very nice.
You were so awesome. I love talking to you, and I think, I really love talking to you.
Same here, because it's the first time I'm on the other side of the radio station.
Absolutely, and I think you have a really hot radio voice.
Thank you. I'll come back.
Yes, he shall be back.
Back.
And this time he shall be busy.
Oh my God.
Okay, so Kumaran Prabhakar, thank you so much for being who you are. Thank you for being on the show.